Hey, everybody, it's Wendy. Boy, oh boy, do we have a special episode for you guys today. It's a real heavy throwback episode. There was a family emergency last week, and so Megan and I were unable to record a fresh episode for you guys, but thankfully we are truly terrible at anything technological, and so I've got audio from when we were recording Skype sessions to try to sell a TV show. Yes, that's real. Every time we say it, I know. Even we're like, we sound like we're full of shit. But it was not a schizophrenic hallucination on either of our parts. It was a real thing that we were working on a little over 3 years ago. And part of that process was us recording. They wanted us to record Skype calls to send to them so they could be like, hey, look how great these ladies are together. And if you listen to the show, you know that's great as an overstatement. But I mean, we're not the worst together. So we're recording these calls, and the first few times that we recorded our Skype calls, I know this is going to shock you, we were unable to figure out how to simultaneously record video and audio on the same track, and so we had separate video and audio tracks. And at the time, we thought it was the worst thing that could have ever happened, and this huge inconvenience. And you know, life is funny. Because sometimes when something shitty happens, you're like, what even is the point of this? And then down the road, you go, ah, there was a purpose. Now, that's not always the case. Disclaimer. Sometimes shitty shit happens just to teach us how to deal with shitty shit when it happens again in the future, okay? But in this case, when we were too stupid to figure out how to do a very simple thing, that was so that down the road, fast forward 3 years, we would have an episode to release today. Now, I was going to say a blessing in disguise, but I don't know. You tell us, is it a blessing that this episode is being released, or is it a curse? And when I say episode, I use that term very lightly. I should say, if this is your first time listening to Pussy Fart Gang, thank you. Hi, welcome. Please hit stop, go back and listen to an earlier episode. Pretty much anyone other than this, because most of them, for the most part, our shows do not open with 10-minute long disclaimers about the episode. It feels like, because I have to set the stage. What you're about to listen to, we realized we were recording. We're not that stupid. But we didn't think anyone was ever going to hear it. I feel like I'm setting up like a horror film. Like, okay, what you're about to hear was recorded in the bowels of an abandoned insane asylum. Which is not true, but not far off from the vibe of most of our shows. So here's what's happening and what you're about to hear. Megan's living in Hollywood. She's living with her boyfriend, Preston. And she and her boyfriend, Preston, are living with his brother, Jason. Jason is mentioned a couple of times. I just want you to know who that is so you're not like, whoa, was she in a poly thing? No, she was not part of a thruple, all right? Jason is her boyfriend's brother. I, at the time of the recording, was in Miami, and I had only moved to New York 4 months prior to recording this. I was in Miami. We were doing glamour push shows there. So I was, if you can even imagine, in one of the most manic states I've ever been in my life. We oscillate between crying. We take turns almost crying, talking about suicide, hating our bodies. It's a real nice ebb and flow. It's a give and take. It's an emotional roller coaster. And the first part, we are breaking down a text conversation that I had with a boy that's been on the show before, a boy named Nick. And I thought about deleting that whole thing out, but let's be honest, he's probably not going to listen to the episode. And, you know, sometimes it happens. You meet someone, you know, when you're off your rocker. And you meet someone, and after you've known them for 2 weeks, you believe you're destined to marry that person. And that can bring up a lot of emotions, as you will hear in the episode. And I think that's really all I need to set the scene here. There is a real hard edit that I had to make for legal purposes. And I try to do a fun little, you know, you'll hear it. I think it's a fun interlude, you know, little dance break in the middle of the episode. And I think that's it. All right. Again, thank you. We love you. If you get a chance, go over. She probably will hate me for saying this, but go give Megan a virtual hug. Tell her you love her. All right, that's it. We love you guys. Thank you so much. We'll be back with another episode, regular scheduled next week, possibly sooner. All righty. I hope you enjoy the show. Okay, so I'm recording audio.
Okay. Screen sharing.
Should we leave the Skype logo in?
Yes.
As a sponsor. Okay, so now we have audio and video going. And I'm learning to move things off of the screen so that we don't have, because the last time we had like audio and video, like the things were in the video.
Yeah.
But I was able to drop and drag, and now we have, it's just you and me.
Perfect.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I can get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the pussy fart gang. With the pussy fart gang. With the pussy fart gang.
Sure. Look how smart we look. And we're both in bathing suits.
I love that this is smart for us.
We're just like.
Oh, I want to sit outside. Oh, now I don't know. Jesus Christ. Okay. What? Even good, like, if I could use the GoPro to do it.
Yeah, but I like this better because that's going to be a huge pain in the ass. To like,
I know.
That's good. The quality on that is going to be really poor.
I know. Well, that's what I, but because I was just trying to figure out a way that we'd both be equal sizes.
Yeah. You don't like me being the little Jiminy Cricket, and you can't see this, but I'm just moving my face.
See, for me, I'm the little Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, I'm moving your face here. I put my face on top of your.
Now my forehead. Face is your face. Oh, it looks like you're wearing a me hat.
Oh, look. Stop moving. Stop moving. I'm trying to. Put my face on your face. Yeah. You like that? Do you like that?
We're so dumb.
We're so stupid.
Oh, man.
Okay, so we're not going to use any of that in the, yeah. Oh, this is nice. I'm like.
I'm just trying to figure out where to get better lighting. And
I was looking for better lighting and I decided I probably just need a new face.
Yeah.
The lighting in here is terrible. Can I get a surgeon?
I'm just really unsympathetic is the problem. Yeah. In real life, I pray, I swear to God. I'm a different person in real life. Different body, face, everything. Just way better.
How can you make... Skype. I love, like, typing and stuff like this where you go, like, what if I or how do you, and then seeing what autofills in Google. So I wrote, how can you make, and then it says the first option is your hair grow. The next one is how can you make money.
And I love that that's second to hair.
Right. And the third most asked question behind money and hair is how can you make buttermilk?
You know what makes me...
I want to lower this, get these tacos in there.
I've Googled how to make buttermilk. Yeah, I have, right, that's something I have actually done.
Yeah.
Oh, my dress is so cute. It'd be so cute if I was outside in the sun.
Yeah, no, it's much better inside.
Yeah.
Delicious water.
Did you say just water? Like, I thought you put something else in a water bottle?
Yeah, this is delicious water.
Poland Springs, it's real.
Yeah.
But it's not from New York.
I'm not true. Hey, this is East Coast waters.
It's better than that dumbass Florida water.
Yeah.
What's got a bunch of alligators in it? Oh my God, I want to kill myself. Oh.
Oh, so last night, so Nick, because we were supposed to write the other day.
Oh yeah, what happened?
You know what? And here's, okay, I'm trying to reset my brain. I'm very focused on work and you. And so all the songs that I was thinking about him, all the Ellie Goulding songs, I'm thinking about you now.
I'm so glad that all the Ellie Goulding songs you listened to. I didn't know there were so many.
I've been listening to that. I
just kicked me into every pop culture reference.
I started listening to Ellie Goulding because I was like, I heard it on the radio. And when I was in Palm Springs or someplace, and it was like, boy, I got you on my mind. And I was like, oh, yes, that's my song about Nick. I've known him for 2 days. That's my song about him who sings that. And then I just downloaded the whole album. That's where the Army song that I do think about you is on that, where it's like very sweet. But all these songs that it's just, this lyrics, it's, they're so, I mean, it's like disgusting. But anyway, so we're supposed to write on Wednesday when you and I talked. And then I just never heard from him, which is like, that's normal. I get it. You're busy. Like, I for reals wasn't mad.
Yes, fucking were you. Yes, I can for sure say, because you said it out of your face, you were real upset about it.
I was for real not even mad that I didn't hear from him at all Wednesday. Not even a text. It takes 2 seconds to text.
What, were you raised in a barn? Do you have a mother?
It's not, oh. So
when you make plans, you don't break them?
Right. Oh, you're right. I'm not busy either. I'm not busy recording stuff for a fucking television show with my best friend who packing to go to Miami. Oh, I'm not busy. I had time to text you. Anyway, not a big deal. So he didn't text me.
Yes, you're saying it's getting worse. You're getting more and more angry. And I'm like, you just slam down the computer.
I just throw it at the window. I'm not even mad. I just break it in half. I'm not even mad. I mean, it's like, it's a phone. Just an object.
Oh, no, I can't text you because I broke my phone.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird. Oh, I broke my phone, but somehow I can fucking message you somehow on my laptop.
I found a payphone, Nick.
Yeah. Ever heard of these? No.
Oh, your hair looks cute.
Does it?
Looks so dirty.
It's really dirty.
I know. That's why it looks super cute.
And I just keep putting oil in it and then going in the chlorine. Beauty tip. Don't give it away. First one's free.
Just don't bathe and pretend that a chlorinated pool is a shower.
Right.
And just cover your body in coconut oil all the time.
Yeah.
You'll smell great.
And they're like, you don't even have cellulite. I'm like, no, I do. It's right here. And I pinch it and show them. They're like, okay, but it's like, they're like your skin. And I'm like, thanks, ladies.
Let me tell you why you're wrong though.
Yeah.
Every compliment I've ever received. Oh, thank you. I do look nice tonight. Well, actually, I haven't slept in 3 days and I hate my body. I ate a cheeseburger last night. Yeah. I feel really fat. I'm breaking out. Oh, I can't even see it. Oh, let me point out to you.
I do.
Where I'm breaking out.
I had a pimple right here.
If you don't believe me. Fuck you for saying something nice to me. Who the fuck do you think you are? How dare you? How dare you try to be nice?
And they both have boyfriends, and I'm like, yeah, well, a lot of good smooth skin does me.
My only friend. I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Is it because I push everyone who's nice to me away? Nah, probably not.
Anyway, so I didn't hear from him, but he texted me last night while we were at dinner. But, and I wasn't trying to be, like, hitting on him. I was making a joke about him, like, getting married to the food. Oh, this is a great food picture. I should send this to you. We had really good food last night. I took it, like, a low shot. It's a really good picture of the chicharrón, the fried pork skin. And then
trust me, I know what a fucking chicharrón is.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
I don't know if you can tell.
Chicharrón. Can we get any chicharrón company as a sponsor?
Yes.
This week we're going to be on a diet where we just eat chicharrón. We just eat fried pork skins.
Chicharexia. We just make up our own diets and we just put arexia at the end.
Well, then we sound so thin no matter what it is.
Right. We're just chicharexia. You probably haven't heard of it.
Yeah, it's like not a big deal. What you do is you just eat your body weight in fried pork fat and then die that night. You look real thin because your body just starts decomposing. So it's like the weight just falls right off.
Literally.
I was punching myself where the door already punched me.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I like almost knocked myself.
How did you do your wife? Do you know what I think about all the time? That was a very funny, whatever. I don't even want to read the text because I'm not even, he's not my boyfriend. We haven't made out. I'm so glad we didn't make out because this would be driving me crazy.
Well, what did he say?
Well, no, he just texted me. He's like, hey, I'm like so sorry that I didn't, we were supposed to talk Wednesday and it's totally my fault. I was podcasting and then I had shows at night, but I think you're in Miami, right? And I'm like, well, like you're not looking at my Instagram pictures. Fuck off. He's probably not, but that's.
He's totally domming you right now.
He was like, I think you're in Miami, right? Let's do it when you get back. Have fun down there.
You changed the tone that you read it. The first time was normal, and the second time, you made it sound so shitty. You're in Miami, right? That's how you made it. Like, the first time you're like, you're in Miami, right? And then you reread it, and you're like, no, he probably meant it this way.
You're in Miami, fuck you.
Healthy relationship building. Like, he was definitely just like, I'm pretty sure she's in Miami. Yeah, I saw a picture on Instagram. Just double check. She's still there.
Yeah.
You're like, no.
You're even in Miami, right?
Yeah. What are you doing? Like, are you a fucking idiot down there or something? Yeah. You stupid bitch that I don't want to make out with?
Yeah.
He wants to make out with you.
And then he was like, let's do it when you get back. Have fun down there. And so now this is a separate text. So that was your Miami when you get back. And then he wrote, have fun down there. And then the next text says, eat 40 Cuban sandwiches for me. And then I didn't write like, oh, it's cool that we didn't record. I just sent a picture of food that I was eating to him. And it's a beautiful plate of food. You can't really tell what it is. And he said, I'm going to print out this photo and eat it. And then I said it's, and then I described it. I said it's fried pork skin with guacamole, red chili paste. I actually look like an asshole now that I'm reading this because I didn't say like, oh yeah, we'll do it when I get back. I actually look really dismissive now that I'm reading it. I look like a dick.
Yeah, because you're so crazy in the moment. They're like, fuck this guy. Everything he's saying is shit.
I did not write. He was like, let's do it when you get back.
Like, I look fat and broke. And then the next morning, you're like, oh, I look so cute.
I know. Oh, my God. Exactly. I look like an asshole.
Do you understand how great, that, like, when this got, when you're like, I don't want to read it to you because it's such bullshit. Like, I wasn't even hitting on him or anything. And he was just super dismissive and shitty. And then you.
I just sent him a photo. And then I didn't even write a joke or anything nice. I just wrote, he goes, I'm going to print this out and eat it. I didn't even write a joke. I just wrote, it's fried pork skin with guacamole, red chili paste, and queso fresco. That's all I wrote. I just responded what the ingredients were. And he wrote, oh my God, I look like such a fucking bitch. And then he wrote, okay, I'll write that on the photo. And I said, I just want to make sure your marriage license is properly documented. Being funny, like you're going to marry the food.
Yeah, that's fine. And then what do you say?
Nothing. So he probably read that as him being nice and being like, how are you? I'm sorry. Let's do the show when you get back. Have a fun trip. And I sent him a picture of food. And then I was like, basically like, yeah, whatever. Why don't you fucking marry this food, you asshole? It's the only thing you care about. That's how he's reading it.
Like a shitty sixth grader.
That's how he's probably reading it.
Yeah, it definitely is. What I love is that all morning you've just been like, this fucking dick.
I did not even, I should have been like, thanks, not a big deal, and then sent a picture of food.
Yeah. It's fine, you're still gonna get married, as long as, you know, it's still illegal to not marry food in California by tomorrow. I think you'll be okay.
I look like an asshole. I secretly did a power move. I didn't even know I made a power move on him.
Well, and he's gonna be like, sorry, I had to close the door because Jason will kill me. Having roommates is real fun. And he already hates both of us very much.
I unknowingly pulled like this crazy power move where I was really dismissive to him and he's much hotter than I am. I have no business doing that.
He's not much hotter than you. He's really not much hotter than you. He really isn't. He's cute. He's not much hotter than you.
Really? It doesn't look weird. I don't look like his like retarded charity case cousin that he's taking out for dessert every time we go get pot.
What a nice guy. He does charity work with mentally challenged, ugly people.
That's what I feel like. Every time we've gone out, I feel like this is embarrassing. That's like, I feel embarrassed for like, I'm like, thank God we're friends and I'm funny. But when he was like, let's walk around and do you want to get lunch on Abbot Kinney? I was like, thinking in my head, like, you don't have to be seen with me in public in a cool area. Huh?
He really is not that attractive. He's cute. Like, he's not, like, super, super hot, Wendy.
Oh, see, I think he's super hot.
He's not, but he's not, like...
He's not hotter than I am.
No. Okay. No. He isn't a person that if I saw on the street, I would be afraid to make eye contact with.
Okay.
And that's coming from me, so that's saying something.
I just spilled water on the hotel because I think your barometer for how hot somebody is like, I won't even speak to them because I don't want to fuck up their beautiful eye line with my...
Only see other pretty things. You should see me walking around Hollywood. I'm just dipping behind bushes all day. I'm scared. I'm just so scared that some attractive person is going to see me and then kill themselves. Like, oh my God, how can that exist in the same universe as me? What's sharp in here? Is there anything sharp? Can I self-harm with a, oh, I've got a brooch. Don't worry.
Oh my God, I can't.
Why do you love me?
Yeah. I'm so, you know what? I'm glad that I talked to you because I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I would have just been mad the whole time if I had not talked about that with you.
And you would have seen that in a week and called me in a full panic because a week would have gone by.
Yeah.
It's a great look. Oh, your boobs look great when you do that. Just walk around really straining your neck. It really...
It's weird because I do not have an attractive body on camera. My tits look great.
You have nice boobs.
But I almost started to cry... But I don't want, let's talk about something else. Cause it does make me, I do get sad. Cause I look at like, I go like, oh, I don't look that bad. But then I'm like, you can't get a boyfriend. Like, you know, it's like, I would never get breast implants cause I have too many funny jokes about it. And I would feel weird, but it's so strange. Cause I'm like, oh, on camera. But then in actual life, my body is like, like, nobody wants to touch me. Like, I hung out with Nick. Whatever. I'm just really tired.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
But, I mean, I guess I'll text him later tonight or something. Like, what I will do is send, like, a funny picture.
Just screenshot this. Can you just send him this video? Just send him this video. Just be like every... Hey, Nick, is this funny? Is this hilarious? How's this? Do you want to have sex with me now?
Also, what I've done...
Make out and eat food with me now?
And what I've done, just to keep our marriage alive, because we are going to get married...
Oh, my God.
What I've done is I've cropped and printed the tiny picture where I look, my tits look great on camera for whatever reason. And I'm going to let you look at that while you fuck me.
I'm going to put it back over my head and tape it to the back.
Yeah.
Just right here. Or like on my actual, yeah, real life boobs. Would you like to look at a better version of them?
Yeah, I'm going to get this. Actually, that's a good idea. Get this picture printed out on a t-shirt, flesh color t-shirt.
Yeah, it's a great idea. New merch. The only you wear on stage all the time. Look how great. Oh my God, that's the new version of the shitty 80s shirt with, yes, like a super hot big titted chick.
Yep.
It's just a very average, mm-hmm, looking woman.
Just average, like perky, just like B cups. Just average B cups.
Armpit stubble.
Yeah.
Like somehow that's, and then like just like a little stuff.
You could fuck my armpit. I weirdly look, I wish I would have worn this bathing suit, but I didn't have it. No, I did. I wish I would have worn this bathing suit when I went out with Nick, because I think this is more flattering and it's better colors than the other, whatever. I don't even care.
I punch you.
I just keep thinking about like how badly I fuck. Oh my God, I look like, I'm upset, and I'm still sad about the way my body looks.
You can just, oh my God, I hate my body and I have a boyfriend who will fuck me. I'm getting so tired of the fact that you have constant dudes that are hot that are hitting on you and bitching about your body to me. You need to find sex themselves more.
But I haven't had sex in 5 weeks.
Neither have I. Neither have I. And I sleep in bed next to a person every night. Every night. I'm like, I touch his dick all the time, too. All the time. Just in my hand.
Do you really?
Yes. Things are going great. Now I'm going to cry. Are you happy? Are you happy? Does this make you feel better? Does it make you feel better? Knowing that my life is far worse off than yours?
I think.
Like, every way.
Take off your top, and now let's see whose is worse.
You are in... Okay, because this is tit-based. I don't have... I have nice tits. I don't have the rest of the body or face to go with it. Like, it looks like someone took a hot girl's tits and put them on, like, a troll's body. That's all it looks like.
I love your joke about the shaving your head.
Yeah, because that's... I would just look like a seven-year-old boy with leukemia.
Do you know what I think about all...
Hot, like a pedophile and a grown man who likes women.
Yeah.
Would both want to fuck me.
Yeah.
Like that would be. Does that exist? Can I find a pedophile, but like who has never actually fucked a kid, but right. Like he could just live out his fantasies with me? Is that okay?
And
like
also.
Like a dirty hippie 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Like kind of chubby with great tits.
Yeah. Pedophile / necrophiliac because the cancer thing, you could be like, I might die in bed.
Oh, yeah, and then I'll just kill myself, too. So that works out great.
Perfect.
Just kill myself in bed.
Do you know what I think is super...
I like that diet plan, just killing myself.
I like cheechorexia, and... Oh, my God. I'm, like, sad, but now I'm happy because I was, like... I did... This is a crazy path. That was the most insane fucking alpha female, like, dismissive fucking thing they did to him last night.
So mad that he didn't get back to you, so you were shitty and didn't even realize you were being shitty.
And now that I read it, I was like, picture, literal description, and then like, why don't you, and essentially in a funny way, being like, why don't you fucking marry it?
No, that's what you said. That wasn't even, like, it wasn't even really in that funny of a way. Like, you basically just pulled a sixth grader move of like, oh, if you love it so much, why don't you marry it?
Because you obviously don't love me.
And he's like, oh my God, we met 2 weeks ago. You're just sending him, like, so I think the wedding, I would really like, a lilac theme.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Like, you want buttercream frosting on our wedding cake? Or you want to do, like, a fun thing and have, like, a candy bar? Like, have just, like, a candy and cupcake bar for all our guests.
Hopefully I didn't fuck it up. We're going to write a show together.
Email him. Or send him a, just send him a text back.
Yeah.
Don't even acknowledge it. Just be like, oh, so I was at the pool all day and it was... But so much more fun if you were here eating desserts with me. Is this how a person texts?
I'm not going to say I wish you were here eating dessert with me, because then I'll know that I like him.
We are the most broken people in the world. Like, I am a woman in my 30s. I can't let a grown man know that I like him.
I don't know why. He's
dumb.
I'm just, like, crying. He didn't touch me. He doesn't want to be around me. He just wants to hang out with me all the time and talk and laugh. You like should him. Tell him I wish you were here. I don't want him to know I fucking like him until he forcibly puts his tongue in my throat. Then I'll start throwing signals out.
Huh?
Signals.
Is there a cricket in the room?
That's coming from you.
No, it was not. I'm not touching any.
No crickets.
Oh, like there can't be a cricket. There's none in my hands. My hands are free of crickets. Oh my God. I love that I could not even be bothered to make my own goddamn bed or take Preston's clothes off the bed.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh no, this is my disgusting room.
Well, the hotel, I want to show you this. Oh, is this a good shot? Get...
Your stomach looks really good, actually.
Oh, really?
I'm super into everything that's up.
Yeah. I look like my... I mean, I'm going to lose probably, and I don't have a scale, so all of my body.
I just need to lose 134 pounds.
I don't
that's
own a scale.
Really how much I need to lose.
Yeah. I'm going to ballpark it. I'm 180. So, no, I'm going to probably lose a clothing size or two. I would like to lose, like, back to remember what we talked about it when I looked like I was dying.
My thighs.
I'm going to probably lose like 5 to like seven, 10. I would like 10 pounds, but probably realistically like 5.
I want to lose like 15.
This is...
I want to lose like 147 pounds. I would like to be negative 13 pounds. Like, I think that I would look my best if I just didn't exist.
Do you know what's funny about...
I just feel like that would... I'd look the most thin.
Yeah.
If I was never born. I feel like that would really be... Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to go for. I think I'm going to build a time machine and go back in time and just not exist. Yeah. That's my new diet plan. Timorexia.
Yeah. Timorexia. Thank you. Megan Rice, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Comedy's canceled. Comedy is now canceled.
No. Timorexia is going on another shirt. I have another separate recording happening over here, and it's just printing out buzzwords, and I'm just going to tape them on shirts, and we're going to be rich.
You're very rich.
Timorexia.
Call a company that makes...
Timorexia, what's that a joke about? Just killing yourself because you're not good enough? Do you want to get one for your 12-year-old daughter?
It's just about going back in time while your mother's pregnant and just stabbing her in the stomach. That's yeah. all. That's
all. Do you want to get one for your daughter? Is she big? That's awesome. We just like to be...
She's really cute. I like all that baby fat on her.
Mm-hmm. We're glad that we can be role models for 12-year-old girls. So what's your deal, Pops? You look like a man who knows where to get cocaine.
Yes.
Want to go together?
Oh, you already have it. Oh, it's in your daughter's backpack. Thank you.
Perfect.
We have the best fans.
I know. Great fan base. Oh, that's not your daughter? You kidnapped her because you are...
That's your girlfriend. Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, wait a minute. We found someone who would fuck Megan if she shaved her head. Perfect. There we go. Perfect callback.
I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to cry and kill myself right now.
You know what's awesome about us is, like, this morning, we woke up. We were not happy. But in the morning, we're always, like, very excited. And then both of us, at this point in the day...
I'm so exhausted.
Yeah, it's... 4:15 here, so it's 1:15 there. So we both got up and like did a bunch of shit all day, and now we're both because we both at this time of the day it's pre nap time. We act like toddlers.
It's like pre panic attack. See, you'll take a nap, I'll lay down and then have a series of tiny panic attacks.
Yeah.
Where my heart rate just increases and then I wake up and do laundry.
Yeah.
And continue to not sleep.
Yeah, I'm going to jerk.
And also don't do much.
Because their massages are at 7. And so they're not, it's like.
I was like.
Yeah, but they're at the beach. So I have the hotel room to myself. So I am going to jerk off.
Well, yeah, you have to. I'll probably do that too. Preston should be home around 4. So I have, 30 times? I can jerk off 30 times.
Do you do that? Do you do it that many times in a row?
Not 30, but yeah. Oh, like easy 10. Easy.
See, when I'm fucking...
Because I don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
When I live with my boyfriend, I cannot just jerk off when he's home.
Yeah.
So I have to get him in while I can.
I want to fuck. You know who I think I might fuck when I go back to New York? This lawyer Andre.
The fuck Andre?
I just want to get fucked. Well, no, I can't... When I'm fucking, I like to come over and over again. Like, when I'm, like, actual intercourse, I'll do it for hours, and I can come on. When I jerk off, I come, like, once really hard, and then I, like, am too sensitive, and I can't do it again.
Oh, no, I just keep going.
Because my clitoris is so sensitive.
I just keep going.
Oh, I see.
Until I pass out or get caught.
Yeah. That's interesting. I come once really hard, and then it's like if a guy goes, if I come from somebody going down on me, my pussy is so sensitive afterwards that I can't be touched for, like, 20 minutes.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm not like repeat, like I do it and then I take like a 30-second to 2-minute break and then go back. I'm not a monster, Wendy. I'm not just sitting there jerking off for an hour and a half straight. Yeah. I'm taking 2-minute breaks.
That's crazy to me.
Every 30 seconds.
I almost want to like, I mean, I don't want to watch you because that's gross, but that's interesting to me as an avid jerker off.
I'll just take notes. I'll take detailed notes.
Ooh, new diet. Jerkorexia.
Damn it. What's your new diet? I just jerk off all the time and then I don't have time to eat.
Yeah.
I'm just too busy jerking off constantly.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I weigh the same. I mean, I've lost 7 clothing sizes. I weigh the same because my index finger weighs 35 pounds.
It is larger than my entire body. You look so thin. Oh no, that's it. You don't even lose. You just your arm gets so muscular.
Yeah, all your body weight just transfers here.
It's the same size as the rest of your body, so you look teeny in proportion.
Oh, that's funny. Ooh, what's this? Oh, this is oh shit, this is the person who Christina was fucking talking about. This is
the email?
Yeah. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
I'll tell you when we're off camera.
Yes. I when love we're that we refer to this as being on camera, by yeah. the way. We're on Skype. Hey, I gotta wake up really early. I could be on camera by 7 a.m.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to Skype with your friend.
Yeah. Yes. Using a camera.
Yeah. It's your computer. It's not really a camera. Shut the fuck up. We don't even have a TV show, and never will. It's just gonna be us doing this, pretending like we're talking to people.
Oh yeah.
Is anybody watching right now? Who's live? Yeah, who's live streaming this? Is anybody live streaming?
Do we have people chatting with us?
We're also not even talking to each other.
I know. We're just being hilarious.
I think we need rotary phone and a camcorder. I think that would be easier to deal with.
Easier and more, and it would be better for the general population, because there's no way that would ever get on the internet, and this is for sure going to be watchable by other people at some point, and that's not good.
That's terrifying. I feel so bad for everybody.
What if we do, like, how people pose in pictures, and we just, on camera, we're constantly, like, doing one of these?
Look, if I can push my clavicle out.
Yeah. That's the thing. I can't see my clavicle, really. Anymore. And I used to be able to see that a lot in pictures.
I have a lot more confidence now that I got my tits out. Like, I really feel like
yeah.
I started with this with my boobs up.
It's better when you take your clothes off. Because then it's like, hey, deal
What's
with it.
Better, life or. Just, it's better. What's better? It. Sex? Yeah. And all the other it's. Skype phone calls are better naked.
Yeah, everything's better without your clothes on.
I'm really mad that Jason woke up, because I really wanted to lay out on the balcony, but now he's in the living room, and I'm like, I cannot let him see my fat, gross body. Because it's Preston's brother, so I'm so convinced that, like, he'll see me naked, or, like, in a bathing suit, see me naked. I do have a really bad habit. When I go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, I just cover my boobs and run out in the hall completely naked. Because the bathroom's right there. And I am mortified he's going to catch me sometime. But I won't stop doing it.
So did they... Jason, he has a bathroom downstairs, right?
Oh, yeah. It's like a master suite. He's in a balcony and everything.
Oh, so then why are they ever fucking upstairs?
He is in the living room.
Oh, sorry.
That's my argument with it, too. I'm like, they have a fucking TV. I'm glad I closed the door.
He pops up. He's like, I was going to help mix your sound and audio for free.
Yes, I am actually a music producer. Like, he could, honestly, we could probably go out there and be like, Jason, can you help me and Wendy set up how to do it? And he'd be like, yeah, totally. And
then oh, that's just, right. Like, he's a music producer.
Yeah.
You know who else would help me? Well, we don't need help because we can do it ourselves.
The Riveter. I love that I wouldn't even let you get through saying we could do it ourselves without laughing in your fucking face.
You know who will help is, well, Christina's boyfriend, Steven, is a record producer, but also my ex-boyfriend, Steve Evitz, is a record producer. He always texts me about Ryan Adams stuff, lets me know when he has shows and stuff, and we're friends and we still talk, so he would for sure help me do this.
I love that we're on the bikini show now. We're not even, we're like just...
And we're not outside.
We're just in our bedrooms in our bathing suit. Do not all best friends do this?
Right.
Does not everyone just hang out in their bathing suits?
Oh yeah, we're webcamming each other hard right now.
Oh my God, there we go. There's got to be someone who wants to jerk off to moderately attractive, two ugly women. Just having a conversation in bikinis. That's got to be some weird fucking thing. Yeah. That's got to be weird fetish.
I wonder if we can. I'll do it.
$1 billion idea.
I mean, we're doing it now.
Could you make your stomach look like a butt? Could you squeeze it together and make it look like, oh, I did. There you go. No problem. Oh, I'm not even. Oh no, I'm doing mine sideways. You made yours look like a mouth. I made mine look like a very pockmarked butt. I can't even do it. I'm too fat. I can't even do it. See, you're thin and cute enough that you can be like, look how wacky I am.
Ooh, my arm looks like, so thin right here. I'm never moving. I'm doing all my shows from this angle.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wendy Starling, and they just bring out a computer.
Yeah. I only do small rooms. I prefer it to be intimate. Yeah.
Oh, I still look fucking like a monster.
I'm going to screenshot this and send it to Nick with my full name and be like, I just want to make sure your marriage documents are legal. Wink. Sorry, I was being a bitch.
He's like, why? He's like, who is that bitch in the corner? What are you doing? Like, oh, I just came to Miami to talk with my friend on a computer. I have not gone outside once. I have no shots.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going into debt.
Oh, my God.
That is so funny. Yeah. So tired.
Oh, I'm exhausted. I need to lay down.
What are you? Yeah, I'm going to lay down too. What are you doing the rest of the... Hey, let's pretend like we're actually doing a show. So what are you doing for the rest of... What are your plans for today and tonight?
Well, I mean, you know, like I'm... It's just really hard being as popular as I am because it's like I've got so many options.
Uh-huh.
I've got 4 shows because I'm already on 7. I know. I have to time travel actually to be at all of them. So it's going to be really tough. But I was thinking probably what I'm going to do is just lay in bed and cry. I was thinking that would be more fun than like having a career or making friends or just really living my life.
Wow. That sounds really interesting, Megan. Thanks for sharing. I can't wait to hear how that goes. This is how we should talk on the podcast.
Wow. I'm so tonight. For real, I'm going to sleep and then jerk off and then go to a show.
Where's your show?
Some shitty bar.
Where? Which shitty bar? Do you want to plug it?
Yeah. Well, gosh, if it was anything like the bar I was at last night, no. Oh, I do not.
I'm going to lay down on this bed because my back hurts. This is not a good angle for me.
I was like, oh, she's going to move. Oh, look at that butt. Look at that little butt.
Look how tan I got.
I got real tan.
You know what? I'm going to send Nick a naked picture tonight. I'm feeling good about me.
Oh my God. The way your fucking crazy manic brain works is so insane. Within 20 minutes, I was like, fuck this motherfucker. Oh my God, I'm an asshole. What am I going to do? I got to cry about it. You know, I don't want to know I fucking like him, Megan. I'm not going to tell him I wish he was here with me eating desserts by the pool. I'm not a bitch. You know what? I'm just going to send him a picture from inside my pussy.
Hey, everybody, it's Wendy. So this is an awkward edit, but I had to cut a big old chunk of this recording out for legal purposes. So here's a nice little musical break. And now back to the regularly scheduled conversation.
And I know you're not going to relate to this at all. Oh, I'm going to get emotional and cry and start playing this Ellie Goulding song for you, buddy. But like, I always feel like... especially like as like growing and even now as an adult, but like I always feel like nobody wants me around because I'm like loud and obnoxious and I'm like, oh, everybody hates me. And like if I'm out and like making jokes or being silly and people especially
wait,
like, what happened?
You're fine. It was like super frozen and your voice sounded weird.
Oh, that's weird. But like the feeling of like if you're out. And, like, when we're together and being obnoxious in Target and literally every other place we go, it's not embarrassing. Like, if other people don't want, like, but, like, I don't feel embarrassed because, like, we're just being normal and, like, we're not judging each other. But, like, with Lisa and with a lot of other people, I always feel like I try to tone it down because people are like, hey, be an adult. Like, be cool. Don't be, like, everything's not always a fucking shit show joke. Laugh riot. And I'm like, no, but it is. Like, you know?
Do you have the footage of when we Skyped into the big apartment show? Because we could send that too.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Oh, God. Yes.
Because that was super funny.
Yeah. That was
when we were fake doing coke. We really were fake. We weren't doing coke. I'm like, officers. We were doing coke. No, did you just flash me?
No, I covered up my armpit pussy.
Because it glitched. So I just saw this.
No, I was covering up my armpit pussy.
But I just saw you grab. I was like, oh shit, I missed when you flashed. Damn it.
Insert more tokens, coins, whatever you do in. Oh yeah.
Yes. Is this a jerk booth? Can I shove coins into my boyfriend's computer?
Yeah.
This is my favorite fucking part. I don't even own my own goddamn computer. Did you?
That was, may or may not have been my alarm.
Gosh.
That I set to remind me.
How weird. You set an alarm?
You know what that alarm is for?
How many times do you think it's going to go off?
Do you know what that alarm is for? I hit off. That alarm was set for, relax, take a nap.
See, that's what's so crazy is you set alarms. Okay, but like, okay.
I'm like, I got to go.
It's not like your old alarm, which you would just sleep through. And I would hear and literally wake up like, a bomb just dropped. We're all dying. It is the apocalypse. We have to start running now.
Yeah.
And then you just be like, oh, it's fine. I'm just going to put it on snooze. Not even going to turn it off. It'll go off every 9 minutes for the next hour and a half. You don't have a problem with that, right? You can just sleep right through it. Just sleep right through it. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, sure. I'm just going to.
And today I woke up with no alarm early after 6 hours.
Oh, I never wake up. I always wake up at least 30 minutes before my alarm. At least.
Man, am I so excited to jerk off and take a nap.
Me too. Wait. Let me call you, because God forbid that we aren't speaking for 30 seconds. Remember you said your voice was so sore?
Actually, hold on. Where's my phone?
You threw it out. You broke it in half and threw it out the window.
I feel I was rammed.
You were so mad at Nick and then realized that you're a huge bitch.
Dude, Megan, that's kind of cool, right?
That's... Okay, how do I screen? This looks like an episode of Intervention. because it's like that like shitty intervention, like where you're like you're in a hotel room and like to prove she's in a hotel room, here's the bed and the light. You're just smoking crack. Celery, you're eating celery. Oh, we are for sure sending this in. See, I have what bothers me. This is just beer, and I know that. I know this is just beer and sandwiches. But, like, I've got one super intense cellulite right here. Just a super intense divot. Can you see it?
Yes, I'm listening and I'm going to pee.
Yes, you can see it. Yes, you can see my intense ass divot.
No, I'm just saying, yeah. Oh, look, now we are webcam girls. I'm taking a piss and looking at your butt.
And making a real confused, angry face.
That's how I pee.
Okay, I'm calling you because I need a cigarette and I need to pee.
Okay.
Or you want to call me when you go outside?
Yeah, I'll call you. Let me call you since my phone doesn't work.
Okay.
All right.
I love you.
I love you. Goodbye.
Oh.
Hello.
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 That goddamn world keeps spinning around and so far.
Should we just send this?
Yes.